Blog Talk Radio.
So you want to blame me?
You're Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist.
Word.
Traded two chains for one gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Art McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
With a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job law. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJS.
Don't blame it on
DMX. All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All want to know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, Seymour Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rosa Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Guy.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice and Radio.
Don't blame it on
G.I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D-Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
Don't blame my mama, but you could definitely blame me if you choose. It's once again Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 4, verse 12. Man, where is all the time going? Chapter 4, verse 12. Man is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news. And you could definitely reach us at 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. 0944, and we have three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one is you get info on this show, so have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen, not sure how long I will, because you always know we always have plenty of phone callers who might bombard the station, but we'll do our best. We only have 60 minutes. Disclaimer number three, which is very important. You may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. If something happens and you say your piece, we go through some callers and you want to chime in, you always have those two options of hanging up to call back again or pressing the one key and saying, hey, I want to say something one more time. We'll do our best to get you back on. Since I have the time to do this at the beginning of our program, I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Miss Cleto. Number 9, Lady Meatrice. That's right, Lady Meatrice has something coming up soon. Number 8, wow, the debut for my main man, Romeo Barnes. He had his youth in Ford Progress. They're in like Ford Progress in the city. The Youth in Motion doing many, many things. They had like a major talent show the past weekend. Everyone was able to make it out. Big shout out to all those who did. I got a little bit caught up cleaning things up at Cleveland State University on that Saturday. But I want to give a shout out to what he did for the youth. Many people can check out my man Romeo Barnes with what he's doing. Facebook page, the countless videos of what happened the past week. It's beautiful to see him taking that active role with the youth. So that a lot of us don't have to go out there to the teddy bears and everything like that. Number 7, Black House Sounds. Number 6, Eastside. Number 5, and you know, I just want to say, while I'm rolling with certain things, it's a real honor to be with people who are constantly doing things. So with that being said, number 5, I want to definitely give it up to OPNENT, one of the representatives, King Swisher, who made it out there and made a big, 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 big splash where we were yesterday. And I'll get into what happened and all of that because he did make that big splash on that. Number 4, the U.S. Riders. Number 3, T-Rilla, Brown Report, bringing hip-hop to City Hall this coming Saturday. We'll get more into that in just a little while. Number 1, making the biggest jump, Cleveland State University. They had a movie night, which dealt with hip-hop. They had a poetry slam, much, much more. We'll get into that in just a little while. I'm looking at a 216-215 phone number. Before I get there, I just want to let everybody else know, do the same thing. Feel free to use the 646-478-0944 phone number so you can be heard. And even when you call in just to listen, you might end up being heard anyway. My thing is, like I warned you, please take down or have something to write with so that you can definitely take in the information that we kick out. And the reason we give that information is because we know it's necessary and needed. So I want to let people know that even though they won't be on tonight, next Monday night, SOTC Radio, they'll be back on next Monday night at 1 a.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. That's WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. And on Saturdays, 216 Radio, Saturdays, midnight. And that's also WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. With that being said, let's see who's hanging on this line. I always appreciate somebody who calls in. At least hopefully they don't have to put up with just listening to my mouth. How you doing out there, 216-215?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to sit back and ask you what's on your mind for this evening.
What's on my mind is I wanted to know more about the March Play Sunday. And they kept, Art kept saying, Mr. Porter, you know, but I didn't hear what's going on.
Oh, wow. Mr. Porter, I'll tell you like this here. Mr. Porter had to just leave the phone up in my, I'll say, jacket pocket, because Mr. Porter was, like, helping carry the coffin that represented Tamir Rice. So I'll tell you what, is there anything else that you care to speak on? Because I'll definitely be glad to get into that and start off the show on that.
Yeah, that, and also the Wade Park, you know, the young man and his sister and brother that lost their mom and their, you know, that incident that happened in Wade Park. How's that coming around? That's the only two I wanted to talk about.
Okay. Well, then on that, while you're on the line, I will tell you that I've reached out. I feel like now is definitely, as the Sergeant Major for BMA would say, the time is now for that, because right now. We don't know how things are going to go. But because of, I will say, the mayoral recall, I feel that the mayor and the police department and even council people are almost on a chopping block. So what we're hoping and praying is that Brother Jelante and the rest of the family members will definitely take that cue, will definitely join them, and at least demand that the police start to take action again in that area, because they are still putting out flyers. They have held press conferences and other things like that, but I do believe that it's time for them to get back out there, as well as for people like myself and others, when they do and we make those announcements, to join around them. And I believe that that will start, quote unquote, a whole lot of rocks to be moved, overturned, and things like that. So I appreciate you for bringing that up, because I've noticed that once you bring things up, you're the type of person who brings, I will say, intelligent things that this show has no choice but to follow through on.
Right.
So I thank you very much, sincerely.
Right.
And I'll tell you what I do. Oh, no problem. But I promise you this, I'm going to get into everything you just asked for, if that's all right.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much for listening and being involved.
Okay.
No problem. And I just want to say, repeat that one more time, please.
Okay, thank you for being the person
Hello?
You are to check on something.
Okay, all right, then. No problem. Get a chance to hear what she said during the last thing. And, you know, it's the phone callers who definitely make up the show. I feel the creator allows us to be here. The creator does allow that, and then it's time for us to get up there and do something else with the time that we have. So with that being said, yesterday, March 22nd, 4 months since the murder of 12-year-old Tamir Rice. Now, LaTanya Goldsby, Tamir's cousin, planned another excellent tribute as we converged on Cadell Rec Center for a memorial. Now, you had Revolution Books Cleveland, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, King Swisher from OPN, who spoke well, Don Bryant, Food Not Bombs, many other groups, including Black Man's Air, Black Man Army's Brother Aaron, who joined Man in the Streets, Al Porter. We were two of the pallbearers who carried the casket on a 3-mile walk from Cadell Rec to the 1st District Police Station, where officers involved, Gerback and Lohman, both of them are still on administrative leave. Now, that's very interesting that you had Tamir Rice's uncle as well. He was the pallbearer who handled, like, the whole weight of it, basically speaking, from start to end. I want to also, while I'm thinking, give a shout-out to Clarence and Tanya Jones, they're the parents of Brandon Jones, who we'll get into that story very shortly. But they made it down to that walk. And we started off in scripture. It's LaTanya Goldsby. Oh, and I'll get to the other couple of phone calls, the 216-772 and 216-376 very shortly. But we started off in scripture. It's LaTanya Goldsby walked alongside the pallbearers reading Bible verses. And believe me, with no rollers, a lot of our backs are still hurting. And I'm hoping Tamir's uncle, who was one of the main pallbearers, is feeling well also. And the reasons why we were there was to deal with the facts of police originally lying from saying that they warned Tamir 3 times, or that their brakes were bad as they slid, or that Tamir was heading into the rec center. But when you saw the actual video, it shows that it took 0.792 seconds. 0.792 seconds. 0.792 seconds. 0.792 seconds in between that .792 that I repeated a couple of times, that's about as long that he had in that lifespan. And with that being said, and I'm also looking at that 216-703 phone number, and like I was getting ready to say, the actual video showed that it took 0.792 seconds before they opened fire, meaning they gave him no chance. Once we arrived at the police station, carnations were placed on the casket, and while the Rice family paid respect to 18-year-old Brandon Jones, who was killed by a Cleveland police officer. Now, Brandon broke into the Parkwood Grocery near East 105, black-owned and all of that, with a crowbar, and tried to leave out, but was confronted by two officers as he had cigarettes and Canadian coins in hand. And family and friends were upset that one officer wrestled with Brandon while the other shot him. Now, Brandon's grandmother, Calphonia Pearl, is upset that a grandson was wrestled and killed on the ground. They could have tased him, done something else, and it was very strong yesterday. My only problem came after the memorial ended, when there was a clash of individual personalities between the groups. A couple of different group members didn't see eye to eye and began to argue outside the station, which could have made it too easy for the police to arrest somebody, because trust me, the police were not very happy that we called attention to what they had done wrong or the ones involved. So we must realize that the machine is alive and well, something like the Matrix. And it works from the prosecutor, the city hall, to the police union. So all those who act for change have to work together to promote and enact that change. We might not agree with everybody's ideology, but we can at least work together. And with that being said, I've had people on the line for too long. I apologize for that. I hope that helped out the last phone caller, 216-215, who asked specifically about some of those things. As I come to 216-772, how are you doing out there?
Hello there. How are you? Well, thanks. Just went to the, yeah, down here. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I just was at the city council meeting. And, you know, the councilmen, they all keep chiming up about support. You know, Zach Reed speaking about the Tamir and how it's been 4 months and a day. You know, I mean, it seems like it's a little too late from these councilmen. I mean, what are they? It sounds like a lot of talk. Yeah, I don't know. And then, you know, Jeff Johnson chiming up there. And they know what time it is, and they're speaking up a little bit. But we haven't seen any results, you know, as far as what these officers are being prosecuted. And you're saying Grumbach and Roman are administrative leave. They're working in the gym, I guess, sitting there and having a good old time, you know, probably getting pats on the back and high fives from their fellow officers, you know. And I wish their fellow officers would shame them a little bit. I mean, maybe it is happening. We don't know what's going on the inside. But if they don't stand up against, you know, this use of deadly force from their trigger-happy fellow officers, then things are going to get, you know, you don't want to say things are going to get worse, but it's not getting, nothing's going to change. So
it is getting worse. You're right.
With that,
I just
want to, you know, report back. And like I said, I walked, like you said, we walked with the Jones family yesterday, and
yes,
Uncle Fred, Tamir's uncle, and LaTanya, and other family members, and the youth up on the steps of the police station. What a great tribute that was. And LaTanya saying that she
was,
you know, concerned about her young four kids. Every day she prays that they make it through the day. I mean, what kind of a, you know, we shouldn't have to be looking over our shoulder for our children to be living in a, you know, living to get through the day in the city of Cleveland. You know, it's not right. So I just hope we could see some change, and hope to do the same in my own neighborhood, start talking to people more about Black Lives Matter out here in North Royalton.
I appreciate you as always, and thank you for that commentary. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Al. Have a good night.
Nope. You do the same. And for those who are listening online, including my man Brother Dunn, who I know will be listening, I promise you I will be getting to the 216-376 phone number and the 216-703 phone number very shortly. Before I do, I just want to at least say I remember when this first started before the councilman spoke out now after 137 shots atrocity that happened and going to do a silent protest on the inside of City Hall chambers. And after Mike DeWine, the AG, Attorney General, made his report saying it was systemic failure. And just watching Councilman Jeff Johnson, Councilman T.J. Dow, former, thankfully, Councilman Eugene Miller, Councilman Cummings, Councilman Zach Reed stand up and slam the report and say that the mayor and the police department are great, and none of them stood up for the victims. It's very interesting where things are going right now. Before I take the one to two phone calls, I want to let people know, should you choose, hey, you can always check and see what's going on with blackonblackcleveland.com, our website. That's the blackonblackcleveland.com. I'm fortunate to still be that group's vice president. You can also check out Alfred Porter, Jr. period, on Facebook. Profile picture of a sheriff's hat. That's Alfred Porter, Jr. period. Facebook. Profile pic. I do my best to keep all kinds of news clips just like my man Brother Don does. I even have to raid like his photos and stories to put up this because we keep each other abreast of what's going on. And if you want to know what's going on, check out Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. Feel free to check us out 14715 Euclid Avenue each Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. Euclid and Lee Road intersection. That's the Euclid Avenue Lee Road intersection, the Community Resource Center storefront. Hard to miss us out there. And you know, like I said, I was going to get to a phone call. I think I will do that. I want to check and see what's going on with 216-376 because you've been extremely patient. How are you out there?
Yo, 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 it's DJ Church Boy. What's up, Al?
Man, I'm doing excellent. What about you, brother?
Good, good. Before I even get started, before I forget, I just want to let everybody know that you can get in touch with me on Instagram at Black People in Progress, @BlackPeople_in_progress.
Man, before I ask anything else, I just want to know something, man. Why is it so important for you to have chose that kind of name, Black People in Progress?
Honestly, through my networking and fellowshipping with different organizations and different people, when I started getting into political or economic discussions, it always come out that way. Black People Progress.
Got you.
Black People Progress. Black People in Progress. And then I heard somebody say it one day, kind of like in that sense, it may have been the other way around. So when I was, you know, when I just hopped on Instagram one day and I decided to make a page, you know, for one of my organizations that I'm looking to get started, a nonprofit, that's just the first thing that popped in my head. It's something that stick out. I got a nice design for it because, you know, I do the graphics. And it's going. going back to the Tamir Rice situation,
yes sir,
you know, and what the brother said before, the brother that just got done talking right before I got in, as far as, you know, is it going to stop? And my answer to that is no, it's not going to stop. You know why? Because one side isn't seeing anything wrong. Just like they're trying to explain themselves as far as we told him to do this, we told him to do that, and blah, blah, blah. We have evidence that there's plenty of other procedures that you can do when it comes to apprehending somebody and calming down a situation or going about a situation when it comes to a suspect with a gun. If we can refer back to the situation where the white guy went up in the movie theater, shot like 20-something people. He was called in as armed and dangerous, had a rifle, a shotgun, and explosive. And he was apprehended. I would love to talk to them police officers.
Yes,
I would love to talk to that SWAT team that handled that situation. And I would love to ask them, what procedure did y'all take to apprehend a man with a shotgun, rifle, multiple firearms, and explosives after killing 20, even a baby, I think, got shot, or a three-year-old? What procedure did y'all take? What procedure did you guys take that's different from the police that we're dealing with in our city? And it's like we've seen other procedures taken, but and that's one of many situations where some white guy is going on a rampage killing people and he gets apprehended. We've seen that situation plenty of times.
Yes, sir.
You know, in our country and in other countries. And is it going to stop? No, because we have two cultures of people. And you have one culture policing, and I don't want to be too long. It's a bridge. We definitely need to bridge the gap. I definitely think we need to put more interest in these positions. You know, when it comes to the media and the portrayal of black people, we don't uphold these positions. When it comes to black positions, you're either rapping, doing music, or playing sports. You know, and that's the stuff we promote. That's the stuff you see the system, and that's the stuff that you see the media promoting. And that's why a lot of these kids don't have no interest in running for city council. They don't have no interest in running for the mayor. They don't have no interest in running for some type of position in their city when it comes to, when I'm talking about black youth. You know, when they get emancipated and when they graduate, they don't have no interest in these things. They're looking to rap, play sports, or anything else that you see on the TV that black people are doing. And I think we need to police and run our own cities. These police officers, the police department, they are ran from people that don't stay in the city, that don't understand the culture, that don't understand the people, that don't have no connection with them. And every time they see a black man, he's looked at as a threat, as somebody that's scary, because you don't have no type of connection with the culture. And that's it's never going to be an understanding. It's never going to be no understanding.
I appreciate that very much, man. I do. And if you can tell people who you are, a couple of things that you do represent, from BMA, Black Man's Army, to as well as your own contact information, because man, we appreciate you for real.
Oh man, I'm DJ Church Boy first and foremost. You probably heard my mixtapes out in the city. They free. You can if you need some, you can see me on Facebook at Tino Smith, Skillfully Made. Tino Skillfully Made Smith, DJ Church Boy, and like I said, on Instagram at @BlackPeople_InProgress. I'm with BMA, Black Man's Army. I'm also with Black on Black Cleveland, and with that, going back to, like I said, we're trying to start workshops for these kids in the summer in Cleveland, in East Cleveland, to get them informed and educated on the things that we're talking about right now, and get them and get an interest in promotion and promoting these things as far as people that we need in the city to be assets and be productive and be positive influence on their community that they live in. So that's, like I said, I'm with Black Man's Army, Tino Skillfully Made on Facebook. If you're looking to get any of my mixtape CDs, they're free. I got hundreds of them. Just kind of, if you don't remember that, you can get in touch with Al. He has a bunch of my CDs, and I think that's about it.
Yeah.
I got a lot more stuff coming out too. Hidden Colors, all type. Right now, it's not about a profit. It's about you know, the education of our race, man, and of our people.
I appreciate you so much, brother, for calling in. And if you hold a line, I'm sure you'll like something else that we go into. Thank you, man.
Okay.
No problem. You know, before we get to that 216-703 phone number, oh, man. That's the one thing I love is when you start hitting hard into the truth. And the truth of the matter is, if you choose, You can check out the Art McCoy Radio Show, which airs on Sundays. That's Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM, or www.newstalkcleveland.com. That's for Art McCoy. Then there's this other program known as the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That's on each Thursday from 3 p.m. 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's voiceitradio.com. Before I get into anything else, I want to let people know, quick event that's coming up, very quick. I might get into two, but I'd rather get into it and just say this coming Saturday, 6 p.m. Saturday at 6 p.m., 5,000 Agora. And that's 5,000 Euclid Avenue. Some of the people who've called in before, like Black Odyssey. Another group, my man Gambino Red and his group, Yahoo Gang, they'll be performing there this coming Saturday, M. And one of the reasons why this last phone caller that I talked to, Brother Tino, I call him my brother and everything, he stepped up to the plate from the BMA Black Man's Army. He's got a couple of announcements that he'll be getting into in the next couple of weeks. Some things that will change hip-hop in a much more positive aspect, even stepping up to the plate to sponsor a couple of hip-hop workshops upcoming at Cleveland State University, whereas people will be able to receive quite a few things of knowledge and a few positive things going on. So I respect him on that. A person or persons that I respect is who's ever holding on to that 216703 phone line, having endured my voice for so long. How are you doing out there, 216703?
I'm doing
What's going on? How you doing, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing great. I'm just listening to all the tragedies, and it just seemed like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King still alive. You know, they dead and gone, but the problem's still here. They fought so hard for life not to be this way, but it's like the more educated we is, it just seemed like the more dumb society become, you know. And I love the last caller that was talking. I love the message that I was hearing in all the programs that man is putting together. And the guy before that, he been serious for years. So I like the step. You know, I like your radio station. I like where it's going. I like the fact that, you know, y'all constantly talking about issues. But I was just calling in support the station. Also want to say Blackout Sound, we was on a movie with Sleazy, the Outlaw. I assume that's what he go by. And he have a lot of movies he worked on that's out there. So, you know, Blackout Sound, we on a movie. And on top of that, yesterday I was just working on a Blackout Sound documentary with a guy named Mr. Brooks. I don't want to say his whole name. And he do classical jazz type music, and this guy about, you know, he about 67 years old, and he like, you know, he like the little music that I come up with. But he was telling me that if we can mix a little bit of blues, jazz, and classical music with this rap, maybe we can come up with a new change. So it's always, I'm always excited to see this guy play, because, like, he play real music. It ain't, you know, it's like he playing scales. He breaking it down to me. So I really like that. And he also go back in the past to tell me the people that he like Coltrane. And it's kind of weird, because I be trying to play my music. He'd be like, no, I like it, but I want to hear some real music. And I'd be like, well, what's real? And then he'd break it down to me. I'd be like, oh, that is me. That's not a sample. Wow. You know,
right.
So I love the station. I love what I'm hearing on the station. And I just wanted to let whoever listening know that Blackout Sound, we really taking heart how to entertain people this summer, not with the same hip-hop like flavor, but with a little bit something more than that, you know. And we also have a song that should be coming out real soon about we need more claps than that. So a lot of things is in progress, but like I say, through all these tragedies, sometimes it's kind of hard to think about your project. But you know, I just stay prayed up and I stay on it. So for all the local people that's calling in and supporting the station, keep doing what you're doing. Please stay safe. Do not question the police when they come up on you, because they just might shoot you. And, God bless everybody. That's all I want to say. Black House Sounds, your legacy.
Thank you. Peace. And I respect the phone call that came in. And who would have thought we'd have been in a time where that kind of call or question would have ever been brought up in the times that we live in. But, you know, I'm going to go back to what Brother Tino said. When will it stop? As a matter of fact, maybe never. And before I get to that next phone caller who called in, and I promise to do my best not to keep you waiting for too long, that 216-242 phone number, I will get to you very shortly. But I just wanted to point out a couple of things. Why would they stop when they feel that they've done anything? When they've done nothing wrong. Because for those who either remember or may not remember, when Cleveland calls the firestorm by submitting, and then they had to, like, detract the letter blaming Tamir Rice and his family for his death. And now the city is again asking for a federal judge to dismiss, I believe, the wrongful death lawsuit. Yeah, the wrongful death lawsuit, if I remember correctly, which was filed by the family, citing contributory negligence. In other words, it's still his fault and his family's fault also. I'm just being blunt. That's what's being put out there, and it's sad to say that. And I also want to go back, because I didn't get a chance to touch on this. This will be about a good minute to a minute and a half, and I hope I didn't scare that other listener away, because once they come back, I'll get right back on there and bother them anyway. They might have just called in to listen. And a lot of you all, I know that you all call in, maybe not to speak, but to listen. But I'm one of those hard-headed people who just put you on anyway, because, once again, I feel the Creator allowed this format so that maybe, just maybe, I'll be able to learn something from someone who's calling in also. So with that being said, I want to go back in time just a little bit, because it was about 2 weeks ago in Ward 10 when Councilman Jeff Johnson held a meeting so that the public could go over and see how foolproof, quote-unquote, body cams on police officers were supposed to be. Now, when you have members at that time, the Carl Stokes Brigade, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Man in the Streets, Sergeant Major Stokes of Black Man's Army was in attendance at our Black on Black Crime Incorporated businessman, Alex Erty, spoke up. Brother Alex, some problems when he asked the police, what happens if they choose to turn the cameras off or decide to hide the film? But they told Alex that he was off track. He was wrong on it. Don't worry about that. That's not how they're going to do anything. He argued and said they haven't gotten anything else right, and they still argued with Alex on that one. All right, so fast forward to about maybe a week and a half ago when career criminal Theodore J. Johnson, who was 64, was shot dead after police were called to his home after he threatened to shoot, I believe, his wife and someone else. Now, it should be an open and shut case because the police wore body cams, but they refused to release the footage. And it was even whispered that his wife had said by the time the police arrived, it was 2 hours later, and there was some sort of confusion as to whether he could have thought it was a home invasion, got out of bed, fired his weapon. Now, the city said they would release the footage on a case-by-case basis. Now, whether you like him or you dislike him because of past things, Councilman Zach Reed of Ward 2 demanded the footage be released. And I hate it when Brother Alex is right, because he walks around with his nose in the air. Now, this is what's so sad about it. About a week ago, for people who may have missed it, our Cleveland Police Department released video from around February 10th saying that Charles Elliott School, about 15700 Lotus Drive, just to let you know there's facts behind this, I promise you. The police showed two women who had mutual protection orders against each other. And there was a child involved. It was during a school setting. Now, if the police can show this, and I'm sure they didn't have consent forms from all parties involved, including children. They showed even film from the beginning of this at a different time of them giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to a child in our city. Those are, okay, good things, but why hasn't the video of the police-involved shooting been released where everything was supposed to be justified? That is what is on everybody's mind right now when it comes to that type of incident on that. Before I go and do anything else, I'm very thankful, like I say, for these phone calls that are going through. So before I do anything else, I'm looking at 216-389. That's 216-389. How are you?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark, representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers are rolling and don't seem to be stopped. They're coming off two wins, beating the Indiana Pacers and the Milwaukee Bucks. We have also clinched a playoff spot, and it's going to be great to see the Cavs play basketball past April again. March Madness. There has been a couple of bracket busters, with Villanova being a number one seed, going down to an 8 seed, and also Kansas at the number 2 seed lost to Wichita State, which was a number 7 seed. Another one was Baylor losing to Georgia State. Baylor was a number 3 seed, and Georgia State was a number 14 seed. I believe in the end it's going to come down to Louisville versus Kentucky. Now, back to Al Porter, the man in the street.
Hey, is there anything at all right now that surprised you about the March Madness so far? Anything about March Madness that surprised you?
Not really. I mean, it's always going to be bracket busters every year. It's going to be upsets every year, so it's not
right.
Really nothing surprising. Other than Kentucky being, winning and going undefeated so far, that's the only surprise to me. But and Kansas losing, Kansas should have probably went further. But they lost to a good team, Wichita State. Wichita State is just in a bad conference. So Wichita State isn't a flout. So I mean, it's not really any, it's just a bracket buster like every year.
I hear you. Then I appreciate you always calling in every week. And can you tell the people out there who you're calling to represent one more time?
Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice.
I appreciate that. I appreciate how you not only are a top-notch athlete, but more importantly, how you keep the grades up there and all of that. We appreciate it, and let everybody your way know that we say greetings and we wish them peace. Oh, no problem, young brother. As a matter of fact, we will put on something for him. Before we do this, I'm going to, before I even play this next particular track, I do have to put out there, and like I say, I appreciate all those who choose to call in because you all make up the show. Without you all, we wouldn't be able to do what it is that we do. And I'm looking at this other one that just popped up. So before I do that, 216-296. How you doing out there at 216-296?
Greetings, Mr. Porter.
How you doing?
Doing good, good. Just appreciative, just happy. I'm just calling in. This is Major Tax, for all who don't know. Hello?
I know, man. Yep, I'm here, brother. You there?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
This technology and frequencies and stuff is I'm learning, trust me. I'm learning and stuff. I'm just kind of calling in and stuff like that because I didn't want the time to run out, though. I just want to let everybody know that a legend passed away last week. We had a home going for him, and
okay,
it was my mentor, my instructor, Mr. Edward X. Ferguson. We all know him as Hoofa Ferguson, though.
Okay.
Naturally, those who knew him understood about who Mr. Ferguson was. This is his young protege, Michael Major Taps Brown, calling in. Just to give thanks and appreciation and thanks for all those who gave their condolences out to my instructor, a person who I strongly admire, and in fact named a tap school for him in remembrance of him, not just remembrance of him, because he was still around when I had put that
right.
That tap school in his name, and I'm continuing to this day to still do that. I would like to just thank everyone. Though at the end of the day, though, know that he's at a way better place, and that my instructor, he never had to suffer.
Right, right.
I mean, his,
I hear you.
Everyone knows him for who he was and who he was about and what he represented. And my instructor was a free spirit. And the family came into town. We wanted to keep everything private for the simple fact that
beautiful.
What their request was. So I would like to just thank everyone. I'm going to continue to say that, and we're going to keep his legacy going on. And
all right, and we will
thank everyone.
Keep
for,
his legacy going on by
those who contributed and knew who Mr. Ferguson was.
Right.
He was a brother that was just bringing something new to the table that's been through history. It's already been something we've been bred with. So I want to remember, and everyone should remember, Mr. Ferguson for how he was just a fun, going, good-lucky person that had a lot of charisma. And I thank him for the things he have done for me and my family and for others. Because right now, Major Taps is grieving right now. Though it says you shouldn't grieve because of the simple fact that this man lived a great life. And I would like
hey,
to
Major
just,
Taps.
Just give honest. We just give honest.
Hey, Major
what's up,
Taps.
Man? What's
yeah.
up?
I was getting ready to say, one thing I'd like to say is that we're going to continue to give honor to him by, number one of the things that I've always done. You've always put out music that paid tribute to, paid respect to Hoofin, explained what it was, gave tribute to those who came before you. You always showed those and gave those type of examples, no matter where it was, from festivals to workshops to banquets. So that's one of the ways we will continue to help make sure we keep his name alive is because you're going out there keeping his name alive. So we're going to do it just like the village, like we always have done it. So with that, there'll be no stop on that, brother. Believe you me.
Thank you. We're going to keep his legacy going. And
yes.
Like I said, the best things in life are free. And that's what Mr. Ferguson gave out here in society. And that's what I want everybody to understand about that, as far as what hoofing is, hoofing deals with our culture. Mind tapping, yeah,
right.
It's tapped as in to tap, sit, sit, tap, tap, tap. So hoofing deals with the rhythm and nature and the culture of our foundation. So anyone who wants to go against that, he also said, it says, look into a book and you'll see what our culture, like what it deals with,
how can
dealing with our culture and stuff like that. And I'm like I said, like, just have to keep his legacy going.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, I'm bitter right now. Major Chap, you know, whenever a tragedy, you know what I'm saying, and my life happens and stuff like that, it's always a hurtful moment and stuff like that, because it's dealing with history and stuff like that. And I don't consider Mr. Ferguson being
right.
History. He's a legend. And like I said, we're going to keep his going. And we didn't want to have everybody like all like sobbing, boo-hooing, things of that nature, because he lived a happy life. And all
right.
Those who knew who Mr. Ferguson was and was around Mr. Ferguson, I'd like to thank and appreciate, as far as with understanding who he was and stuff like that, because I'm just paying homage right now. Like, myself, I'm trying to figure out how to get through this. So, I mean, it's going to be different trials and tribulations and stuff like that. And that's what some of the things he was telling
right.
me in his later years was going on. Things are going to happen out here in society and stuff like that. People are going to judge you. People are going to try to say, this person is this person is that, and stuff like that, you know? Every man out
well,
here, you
I'll
know,
tell you what, Major, because
every man out here on earth and stuff like that was not made perfect. I mean,
and
it's the fact that because of
and
of,
you're
of,
right on
of,
that.
In that scenario and stuff like that, though. So, I mean, at the end of the day, though, this brother was cool. I mean, he loved doing what he did. He had a passion.
And you... And you set that example up in the school when you taught.
Exactly.
Yeah. When you set that school, it set that example. And although I've talked to you the past couple of days, when you already, what I'll need you to do is give that contact out, even if it's not this evening, so that you can start teaching the basics back to the people. That's what we need, because we'll always be there for you, but we're going to be there to make sure that legacy lives on, because that legacy lived on over on Waterloo, and I appreciated and respected the chance that I was able to meet him.
Like, we are, we're not on Waterloo. When you get these government officials and certain situations involved and stuff like that, people don't understand certain scenarios of that. So, I have a tap school up and coming and up and going for Mr. Ferguson.
Right.
And it's a blessing that
definitely continue to
stay
strong.
That
yes, sir.
His spirit will live on, regardless of
right.
Chris running it. Like, for the simple fact that we can't keep on going against the grain, against our own kind. And that's what I've always stood for.
Right.
Yes, Major Chops is a person
right.
about being and things of that nature. So that's the only thing, that's unnecessary. I mean, we don't even, had to go there right now. But I'm saying whole collection with this and stuff like that is that this brother loved what he was doing. It's not about it's not about me. It's not about anybody else right now. Put it simple fact though, because Major Trap. I mean, I'm not mourning. I'm actually celebrating because the simple fact that he's at a higher place now.
Yeah.
Where he's looking at us as youth. I'm not speaking on me. I'm not
right.
speaking on anyone else. I'm talking about the simple fact that we had to get ourselves together and stuff like that, though. I'm not going to let a leader.
I fear you.
A street of, he's a leader. I'm not going to let his legacy not be unknown. And that's why I did to the day he passed. You see, I kept him around. I always kept him around.
Yeah.
I always promised to him
you
not
did.
To make stuff like that because he gave me it's so much I can speak right now because of like I'm angry because I can't be angry and stuff like that, Mr. Ferguson. I'm out of my mind myself and stuff like that, Mr. Porter. But what I'm saying is that Mr. Ferguson's legacy is going to live on. And Michael Major Tass Brown is going to make sure that Mr. Ferguson has a successful history about himself. And he's still around. It's all in his spirit. Bunk's his anchor.
He is. I'm going to leave.
That's all it is.
I'm going to leave on that note because you're leaving us with a positive. And thank you for that, Brother Major.
You know what I'm saying? Forget all
I know that.
I love all y'all. Thank you, Mr. Porter.
Thank you, brother. Stay up. That is a very positive message right there. With about a minute and a half, I have to go over here and take another phone call who I'm sure will leave me with another uplifting message like that. Hey, how are you doing out there?
I'm blessed this evening.
I'm doing likewise. I feel very likewise. Go right ahead.
Well, you're very well deserving. I'm very proud of you for being on the front lines, which more need to do. We need more like you. And I also just wanted to begin to continue to shine the light on the situation with Mr. Ron Hargis, which is dear to my heart. As many of you that have been listening know, he has been incarcerated since October 10th of last year over an argument. There are many corrupt factors involved in this. The judge was Maureen Clancy. He was in the county from October 10th until approximately December 23rd, at which time he was transferred to Grafton, where he still is to this very day. And I expect good things at the end of this saga. But the very thing that I want to speak on briefly, because I know that you want to get out of there this evening, Brother Alice, again, I want to, give you kudos because you are one of the amazing
Thank
ones. You're one of our kings of color that that are about it and just don't talk the walk. You walk the walk. And I absolutely appreciate
that.
Absolutely. I believe in giving credit where it's – but also do want – Brother Hargis to come out of this, and he will. And I just wanted to share with the listening audience briefly a scripture from Revelations chapter 3, verse 12 that says, "He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name." And I also want to say that I'm looking forward to the meetings that come up on this coming Wednesday and every following Wednesday, and I look forward to talking with you as well off the air with all due respect. Yes. About some strategic things. Thank you so very much.
No problem. Thank you as well. May you stay up and stay blessed. We thank you very much for that. We look forward to you coming to and making it down to our meetings. As we leave off of our program for this evening. I definitely want to thank all the ones who tuned in. We're leaving off with Against the Grain. That song was brought up for a reason. And you can definitely feel free to join us, Man in the Streets. I was asked to speak. 11 a.m. to 12 noon, City Hall steps will be like a praise fest. But at 12 noon, Cleveland City Hall, I'll be one of, 20 speakers who was asked to speak. Cleveland Clergy Alliance, dealing with the injustice from the justice system itself. So for Al Porter Jr., Man in the Streets, to be asked, along with Pastor Stanley Miller, such others, including Judge William Dawson, that's this coming Saturday, and that's at Cleveland Standard Time. So I'm leaving out. May you all stay safe, stay blessed. We're going against the grain and getting this message out.
But I feel MJ to the day I feel for fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism, to they feel, to they drive, to the Illuminati, and they play with their body, to any rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth, live room, I just speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going.
When I started days of old, drop top 9-8, before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lie's on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. With me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Something in life will never change. Something in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't want to be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Something